Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Grand and Baba, Doc Jones and Mama Ya, Lucky, Stormy, and then Antoinette and Geraldine, Doc Stovall, Sister Parsi, and Brother DeBrille send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
Ashe. We want to welcome you all out there in radio / internet land. We want to welcome you out to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com. As usual, we always want to send a grateful shout out to Sister Jackie for the opportunity as well as the responsibility to reach the people as we always discuss issues that are relevant to black social issues and political issues. We really do want to welcome you all out to the show tonight. We have a very, very good show lined up for you all this evening. We will be trying to break the mama's boy syndrome. We're trying to dispel that thing, trying to put it into it. We know that black men who really don't carry themselves as black men are only a harm to the community. And if they are a harm to the community, that means they are a harm to our nation. And we must be right as individuals as well as collectives in order to have a good nation. And that is what we are in search of. We have a very special guest with us this evening. We will be speaking with Sister Muhammad. And like I said, we'll be speaking on Mama's Boys. You know, this is not at all to down anyone because we realize the sisters have been put in a situation to where most of the time you all have to play dual roles. So, again, brothers, we're going to have to step up, and we're going to have to learn to do what we need to do in order to make this nation a successful nation. If there is a young brother who lives on our street and we know that he is without a father figure, you know, it's our responsibility to step in, you know, at least take the young man to the park with you and your child, or, you know, just have discussions and conversations with the young man. That is what a village is supposed to do. So we're going to get to a musical break very quickly, and then we'll be right back with you. Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Check this out.
Because my elders won't change, they keep stuck in their ways. The foundation didn't get laid because they laid up getting high, sitting back watching time fly by. Sending me outside the place for the shorter streets to raise me. Save the babies, yeah, right. My grandma be thugged out in fatigue. She be bugged off blunt, tough, tough, past miss me. The kids on the block show respect by dressing her as OG, giving her free dime bags of weed. They gotta show love because she is in her 60s. Save the baby. I can't save the girl. Auntie taught me how to trick a fool, taking for his G's. Be that hoochie coochie, go digging tease. Keeping up with the fashion, always staying sassy. If dude had no cheese, throw five fingers in his face and spit, nigga, please. Roll my neck and say you wish you could afford me. Save your baby, I ain't saved myself. And I ain't saved because my elbows won't change, they keep stuck in their ways. I was allowed to sell crack rock in the back of my mom's spot, while she peeped for the cops with an all chrome Glock. And if it all went well, we go to the club and celebrate my Downey Henny double shots. I can't save your son, but my daddy was a bum. Hit mommy's skins and run, out before the first trick or penance begun. Now little boys think it's no fun, if they homies can't have none, they looking to come. Look at the outcome, all that he's thinking and moving is done. Let the whole generation of bastard daughters and sons. You asking me to save the babies, those upbringings? Well, I have a question for you, elders. We have no values, no traditions, no sense of African religion. You too bad, take on Malcolm's advice and fight for our lives, the lives of the children. See us seeds, we baby seeds, need mommy and daddy. Grandmommy and granddaddy is called a family. We can only do what we see, and we still deal with perpetration and hypocrisy. We see you with 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 different baby mama, different baby daddies. We see you guys on the phone talking about Regina, Tina, Jim. How many times y'all hear it now? Why he keep going back in, girl? Always running your lips. The only 3 words you can say to me is shut your mouth. Go get this and do it again. Well, how about these 3? I love you. Always dream big. You are special. You're so sweet. Do your best. Since having you, I am blessed. But you keep blaming me for the reason your life is a mess. Don't be pressing me about saving these babies. That's why I stay stressed with bags under my eyes and a bruised chest. I know too many kids in Philly who can't pass a simple grammar test. I know too many kids in Jersey who ain't ate yet. I know too many kids in Harlem who ain't been hugged yet. So I took in a challenge solo so I can make no dough to hand out free checks. Every time I try to make a change, too many black feet be pressed against my neck. And every 6 hours I gotta pop prescription pills because I'm so damn depressed. Not to mention, I'm homeless. I've sold everything in my rest. I'm now sleepless. So I can try to save these babies like me had no guidance. Cause after the first round, you dropped out the race and let the system raise it. So we keep a court case while you smile in the judge's face and tell the reporters, we're such a disgrace. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these kids these days. I'm tired of talking. Plus it's getting late. And when the baby's in the bed asleep, this gives me just enough time to revise my plan and try harder for them in the morning. But elders, I'm still a baby. Who gon' save me? This is how the formula's supposed to be. I look up to you, then they'll look up to me. When I try my pen in the morning, I know it can work because I follow such a great lead. But you have no faith in me. So sometimes I feel like I can't. I can't.
Indeed, I can't save the babies if I can't save myself. If we don't get right, our children ain't going to be right. It's just as simple as that. We have a caller on the line with us now. Hello, how are you? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, well, it looks like we had someone on the line. Maybe we lost them. Well, we want to welcome you all out again to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. By way of MasterGrio.com, what we just heard was Sister Queen out of Atlanta, I can't save the babies if I can't save myself. The topic of discussion tonight is breaking the mama's boy syndrome. Hopefully that's what we're going to do on this evening. We just always seem to have problems with young men who don't grow up to be men, grown men who like to stay as children. And, of course, you know, the only, pretty much the only successful images of black men that we see are athletes and musical artists, both of who are basically young most of the time, you know, young NBA players, NFL players, or sports figures, and young music figures, specifically, you know, in the hip-hop genre, the R&B genre. And sometimes we want to equate ourselves with the images that we see on TV, but what that does is that cripples the black man from having real responsibility, handling real responsibility. You have grown men who have their own Xbox games. Grown men who play these games more than their children do, and I don't really think that that's healthy. Grown men who still have their pants sagging below their butts, you know, which is just absolutely deplorable. Really, you know, just have grown babies now. And a lot of times, like we said before, the mothers are placed in a situation to where they have to play a dual role. And a lot of times I heard a sister say herself is that what begins to happen is that the woman becomes so lonely that actually these little boys become their boyfriends. Of course, they're not perverse as our oppressors are. And, you know, it's not like they're having sexual relations with their sons. But they spoil these young men so badly that they grow up and they're mama's boys. You know, there's nothing that another sister can do for them, or they have, you know, these delusions of grandeur that everything has to go around them like the sun shines out of their tails, you know. And these are things that we're faced with, a whole lot of effeminization of the black man, of course. You know, young men who are wearing pink, and, you know, and that's supposed to be fine right now. Young men, you know, very feminine ways right now. And like we say, a lot of that is due to some of the mothers who are raising their sons, and it's, you know, very unnatural for a mother to have to raise a son to be a man. Not saying that it can't be done or that it has not been done, but it's just an unnatural phenomenon that, you know, has been taking place in our community for some time now. And for those of you all out there listening in Radio Flash Internet Land, feel free to call in at 646-716-4994. So looks like we have a caller on the caller. Are you there? Okay, well, we don't have a caller on the line just yet. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get back to a musical interlude right now. And hopefully you all will feel this and love this. This here is the RBG anthem by yours truly, Brothers Keeper. Listen to the flag
of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope's in its future bright. Africa has been. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope's in its future bright. Africa has been. Here's to the red of it. Great nations shall know of it. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the back of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, your young men are dream of it, face shot the shell of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors bright and whole of it, pleased in my soul with, thank God for giving it, great flag of mine.
Go ahead, fellas, let them hear it.
We say you are sorry for all that you have done. We bow down in praise for the fight
So I'm blasting at these crackers, screaming out Allah Akbar, hot fellas and tall. Just like they did us, I empty out banana clips and screaming out, thank you, Jesus. I'm serious. They lynched us through parties in the park. So it's my duty to kill these crackers in the name of God. Swing it.
Red, black, and green be the colors I bleed. Revolutionary soldiers down on my team. Role models be red, Bobby, you, we. Black man, I'm a rep for the RBG. Is it my fault? That's because I'm a young black male. Cops on my block like my destiny is making crack sales. I'm a victim, caught up in the system. My mind's been conditioned. Conditioned's been conditioned to see this funky system for just what it is. Killers are these black men, mothers and kids. Old men, they have visions. Young men, they have dreams. But we all got a rep for this RBG.
Red, black, and green be the colors I bleed. Revolutionary soldiers down on my team. Role models be red, Bobby, you, we. Black man, I'm a rep for the RBG.
We represent the vanguard. Come and check our war scars. Killer two balls, stick the cracker in this juggler. Molotov in his car, gas can in his yard. Poison in his food, leave him shaking like a retard. Cause it's the wind at his throat. Check out how gorillas roll. Perry lives quick, break his arm at the elbow. Black lives, we ride.
Red, black, and green be the colors I bleed. Revolutionary soldiers down on my team. Role models be red, Bobby, you, we. Black man, come and rap for the RBG.
We the best, we gon' lay our culture to rest. We gon' step up out this country with y'all blood on our chest. Oh, we took 500 GMs of this questionable mess. Y'all better get y'all sold to God because your butt, I'm gon' bless. The methods of the RBG is all we gon' need. And when we get it, we gon' make our rotten souls bleed. Oh, jeez, I think they hate the verse that I'm laying. Maybe they gon' get on their knees and just start praying. And when they crack a hit you in the back of your neck, just remember me saying, get your mind in check. Mic check, mic check. And 1, 2, 1, 2. Throw your hands up. People, cause this government's through.
Red, black, and green be the colors I bleed. Revolutionary soldiers down on my team. Role models be red, Bobby, you, we. Black man, come and rep for the RBG.
Red, black, and green, RBG for life. Red, black, and green, RBG for life. Red, black, and green, RBG for life. Red, black, and green.
Our young girls, our young girls, our daughters, our young sisters. Our young girls, our daughters, our baby sisters become unwed mothers before they are hardly in their teens. 12 years old, 11 years old, 13 years old, running around here with babies. Our community has thousands of unmarried mothers, mothers who have no hope of ever getting a husband. All they can get is another baby, and another baby, and another baby, but never a husband. And because of this, our community has tens of thousands of little black babies who have no father to act as their protector or their provider.
Niggas didn't know the truth, and they still ain't saying shit. But I'm still the same drummer, and destroyed how we living. It's still the same enemy, it's still the same victim, it's still the same plot, it's still the same system. Back then it was plantation, but nowadays it's prison. It's still the same fight, it's still the same hell, it's still the same plan, they set you up to fail. It's still the same rock, they set you up to sail. It's still the same brother that they locked up in jail. It's still the same belly, it's still the same beast. It's still the same stress that I got to release. It's still the same oppressor that's taking our peace. The same overseers, they just call them police. And I'm tired of this shit, but you got to stay hip. They packed us in the Superdome just like a slave ship. Why George W. Bush ready to crack the whip? GD Jakes at the White House and he still didn't say shit. So what the fuck is wrong? Why y'all acting like bitches? I'm tired of Uncle Tom, I'm tired of all y'all snitches. I'm tired of the Matrix, let's start throwing glitches. I'm tired of being you while they stealing all our riches. I'm tired of being tired.
So tired of the pain, so tired of the bullshit, so tired of the rain, so tired of the politics, so tired of the game, so tired of being tired, tired of the same thing. I'm so tired of the struggle, so tired of the pain, so tired of the bullshit, so tired of the rain, so tired of the politics, so tired of the game, so tired of being tired, tired of the same thing. I'm just tired of being
tired of marching, walking, begging for freedom. Tired of seeing the truth in books and niggas act too tired to read them. Tired of begging for crumbs from white folks and we really don't even need them. See, they lied on them so much and now I'm just too tired to believe them. Tired of struggling, tired of working, tired of punching a time clock. Tired of niggas on the block, tired of niggas slanging rock. Tired of niggas smoking rock, tired of niggas getting shot. Tired of niggas killing niggas, but niggas too tired to kill the cops. Tired of all the crack houses, crack whores and crack babies. Tired of all the black men who won't take care of they black babies. Tired of beautiful black women who won't act like black ladies. Tired of trying to speak the truth when y'all just say I act crazy. Tired of the press and the stress coming in large amounts. Tired of voting when I just found out that my vote don't even count. Tired of the government, tired of the Democrats and the Republicans. Tired of the whole political process, so we just gonna get fucked again. And I'm tired of getting fucked, tired of getting beat down and abused. Tired of always playing a game that was just set up for us to lose. Tired of being confused, tired of always playing the blues. Tired of seeing a biased news, a media ran by Jews. Tired of all of these plots and plans, I'm tired of the conspiracy. I'm tired of the whole system, I'm tired of white supremacy. Tired of all these unfair laws that were set up just to limit me. And I'm tired of knowing the problem but never trying to find a remedy. Ain't you tired?
Yeah, that was Brother Prophecy. Ain't you tired? We ought to be tired. If anyone is not tired of being oppressed, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com. And our subject of discussion tonight is Mama's Boys. It looks like we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, how are you, sister? Welcome to Real Talk.
Thank you. I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, we're discussing this evening Mama's Boys and how it affects our community in a negative fashion. I want to read something very quickly. This is a piece of the Willie Lynch letter. We breed two nigger males with two nigger females. Then we take the nigger male away from them and keep them moving and working. Say one nigger female bears a nigger female and the other bears a nigger male. Both nigger females with being without influence of the nigger male image, frozen with an independent psychology, will raise their offsprings in reverse positions. The one with the female offspring will teach her to be like herself, independent and negotiable. We negotiate with her, through her, by her, negotiates her at will. The one with the nigger male offspring, she is being frozen subconscious fears for his life, will raise him to be mentally dependent and weak, but physically strong. In other words, body over mind. Now, in a few years, when these two offsprings become fertile for early reproduction, we will mate and breed them and continue the cycle. That is good, sound, and long-range comprehensive planning. I think that that pretty much applies to our current condition. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's true. Women raising boys, it's a very hard job. We mess up a lot. It's pretty much overrated. I mean, we need our men in their lives to help take care of them, to teach them. We can only stir them down a false path and not the ones that they need to go down.
Yes, yes, I agree with you, sister. I very much agree. Are you raising young men by yourself?
I am raising 5 young men by myself, and
okay.
It is really, really hard. I make mistakes every day. I'm overly cautious, telling them that they can't when they need to. I'm stopping them from being persistent or go-getters because I am afraid of them getting out there doing something. But, you know, I have to learn to let them fall in order to achieve something in life. So it is very hard raising boys itself.
And you know what, I would imagine so, and I want to apologize for you being in that condition, sister, because it is an unnatural, you know, it's an unnatural thing, you know, that's really like a man trying to raise a little girl, you know, by ourselves. And that's why it's supposed to be a sun and a moon to create a meiotic balance of a day. And without the male, you know, by ourselves, we are complete beings. You know, we are complete beings by ourselves. But we're only so much, you know, by ourselves. We need that other part in order to complete the family unit. And like you said, sister, you know, it's very honorable of you to, you know, to say that, you know, people make mistakes, you know, in rearing children. And, you know, children do not come with a manual. They don't come with an instruction manual. And as a mother, you know, it's something about a mother's relationship with her sons. Is that, you know, with that, is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it. Boys and mothers have a stronger bond than boys and men, their fathers itself. We are nurturing, and, you know, you guys are more of your heart on the boys. So they need us at a very young age, and they need you all at the when they get older in life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a very good point you just raised there, sister, about, you know, pretty much the male. The fathers on the sons, you know, we tend to be disciplinarians.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother, like you said, you know, tends to be more of the nurturer. And there again goes that need for balance, you know, just in case, you know, we happen to be too harsh, you know, with an iron fist, so to say. You know, you all are there to balance that whole thing out to, as explained, you know, why that we are, you know, the reason to why we are so hard. And like on the little girls, you know, I've noticed that mothers tend to be very hard on their daughters.
Yes.
And fathers tend to be, you know, daughters can almost run over their fathers. You know?
You're right.
So there again, you know, there goes that need for balance. What are some of the things that you spoke of being, you know, slightly afraid for your young men in today's society? Well, I won't even say in today's society. Historically, you know, it is understandable why you will fear for your black male child's, you know, well-being. What are some of the issues that concern you, you know, raising your young men?
The main issue that I have with raising my sons is that I am a woman. And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean? Are you crazy for saying that? But I'm a woman. I make mistakes. And I look at life the way I look at it. And just, that's just it. We look at it, it's our way or no way. With my sons, I find myself pretty much telling them something, especially, you know, my oldest son is 12. He's getting to the point where he likes somebody, but I'm turning him into something else, you know, instead of just learning to go through life and deal with certain things or just get to know people. So I'm pushing him. We can make our kids become something that they shouldn't become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their dad is like, okay, you know, Keisha, you have to stop this because you could turn them into male chauvinist pigs or womanizers. I really can't. And a lot of women can't do that. We can't fess up for our mistakes or whatever. And another thing, I don't let them be boys. It's all about these are my babies. So I'm afraid that I am not helping to prepare them for the real world. Mentally, educational-wise, yeah, we're good. But as far as them being able to relate to the real world, that's my downfall. I'm stopping them because I am a softie and I am a mom. So we as women got to be able, we have to learn to let our men, when our men want to help out or need to, let them do it. Because we are always complaining that the men are not ever there to help raise these children, But in actuality, we're really pushing them away from it. We're stopping our black men from raising our sons, and they need that. So there's a time, like right now, I look at it, my 11 and 12-year-old, I've done my part. I've done my mess up with them. Now it's time for Dad to teach them the ropes, and I can't teach them. So I've learned to let go and, you know, just let them learn.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very interesting point you bring up. Looks like we have another caller on the line. Caller, you can feel free to stay on with us if you like. Caller, are you there?
Ring in.
Hello?
Now we're not. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Taylor Adams.
How are you? How are you?
Yeah, for some reason we're not streaming live, so.
Okay, okay. Well, you have any thoughts about the subject at hand? We're talking about mama's boys.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. What are your thoughts about mothers raising sons and they're growing up to be mama's boys and pretty much irresponsible young men?
Well, it's true, the issue of boys need men in their lives. And it's not really a matter of how strong you are or not. I don't necessarily know about mama's boys, but no matter what, they need a man in their life. And if the father's not around, you need to do all you can to seek him out. Because as the woman stated, we can be the mother and give them that motherly love, but you just can't be the father. And I find, because I had that situation with my grandson when my husband passed away, I had to raise him on my own. And then I became so aware of my environment, how it was so female. And I work with artists, visual artists, and I realized even our artwork, our black art, is so female, you know, inundated. And I had to search out for male images and things like this, and just especially as women, black women, you have to search out for male examples. You can't have a boy around everything female. You do need to, you know, a child, whether male or female, they have to take on responsibility, and you have to teach them that. Give them chores, give them goals and things to reach, and you have to seek. You know, I never realized it because, like, when he was potty training things, my husband was around, so I, like, go in the bathroom with Pop-Pop, go with Pop-Pop. But when Pop-Pop was gone, I realized how much there's a large female overtone to a lot of things.
Right.
I mean, from artwork, you know, certain positions, a lot of different things. A lot of female overtones, and you have to search out the positive black male role model.
Right.
So it's just really important that you do that, you find some kind of way. I found out that if I say black, he'll say white just because. And he still has an issue. You know, like there's a thing. But if it's male to male, his behavior is totally different.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. Sister before you was just speaking of is that, you know, a woman, you know, and this is not a knock to sisters at all, you know, because you all have, you know, been forced into a position of playing a dual role. And there are a lot of sisters who are, you know, raising very good, strong, you know, revolutionary brothers, you know, by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying, you know, we're not disputing the fact that it cannot be done. But it's such a difficult task, and it's unfair for you all to have to do it by yourself.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Can I make a statement? Can I point something out?
Yes, ma'am.
Pertaining to what you were just talking about, the thing with women, especially black women, we're so control-bound. We're all about control. And with children, what I've learned from myself and looking at other women that I encounter on a day-to-day basis, we have the options to let our children stay or be with their fathers for a certain amount of time during the week or through the year. We choose not to be against women because I am a woman and I love my gender. So, but the thing is, when we get up off this control thing, our boys will have a chance. Like with me, my kids are with their father 4 days a week or more, depending on how they want to do it. But it's more of a control thing. We have the men in our lives. We have the ability to make a person or a man, per se, do exactly what he's supposed to do. not as far as make, but that's just my way of saying it. But we have the options. A lot of us have the resources. We just don't want to take it. And we choose to have this control thing and our kids, not to say this is why they turn out gay, but, you know, it'll happen. They become so feminine that this is all that they know and this is all they'll want. I saw that in my 12-year-old. He was very feminine, very compassionate. I love the compassionate part of him, but he cannot play any sports. I was too busy. No, he can't. No, he'll hurt himself. No, he can't bleed. No, he can't get dirty. But, Dad, you know, I'm stopping him from being who he can be for those kids because of either the hurt or pain that he put me through. That's different. We put everything in one category when it shouldn't even be that way. We should let our kids go, nurture them as babies. They're babies just for a little while. When they become 9, 10, 11, 12, send them to Dad. Allow Dad to take up that time. You go and get yourself together even more. But we don't want to do it. We want to deal with the welfare system, the government, blame the law, blame everybody for the things that happen with our kids. But we have to stop it now. We have to let our men, even if they don't want to, let them take on their responsibility in helping to turn these boys into men. Even if they mess up, we messed up tremendously raising our sons. I have done a bad job in raising my sons. But today, every time I look up, my parents or my sisters are saying, hey, you are a great mom. But guess what? I might be great in this category, but over here, I did a bad job.
Oh, my God.
So we just have to really pay attention to us and let that control thing go, because we have the men, even if it's somebody in an organization, brother, cousin, uncle, whomever it may be, we're afraid that we're going to lose that title. We won't be mom anymore, or we're abandoning our children when it's really not abandoning them. It's helping them to excel in life, period.
I agree with that. And another thing, I find a lot of time it's just a big issue, especially with black women, is putting down the black man. They say if you shame the parent, you shame the child. There's no way you can put down the black man. There's no way that you can put the black man down and not put your own son down. And then that creates animosity, not necessarily always outwardly, but it's an issue. It hits the self-esteem of our guys. And then it's like there's something wrong with being a man. And then women get so protective of not wanting them to be like and not allowing a boy to be a boy, a man to be a man. And you never get... Your child will always love you. You know, male, female, your children are always going to love you, and you will always be a mother. And a man always needs a mother. But your child needs to know the difference between a mother and when he gets a woman, that this is his woman or mate, and she's not his mother. To allow, you know, the two different entities to exist and not to coincide. A lot of single mothers almost make their boys like their man. And I think sometimes those lines get blurred. So a lot of women's attitude toward men is what creates bad conditions for single mothers, because they don't have a healthy attitude toward men. Because how many times have women sat down and said, all men are dogs?
Yeah.
You know, the moment you say that, you're putting down your male child. And you're teaching him to be that dog. They're no good, they're lazy, they're responsible, black men ain't this and that. How can a woman say that when she's sitting up there with a male child?
Mm-hmm.
You can't speak, you know, when you speak those things, you have those attitudes, and then you raise a child that's a womanizer, no good, you know, living off of other women, and all of these different type of things. Because you spoke it into existence. That's what you told him he was all his life, because that's what you told him men were.
And then, you know, if he doesn't begin to play into that, you know, what will begin to happen is that he'll begin to hate that, you know. You know, hate that. And like the sister said, you know, it's a possibility that he'll end up gay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because he's been told all his life that men are dogs. And, if he sees his mother hating what he is, of course he's going to want to be opposite of what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bro, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all say hello to Big Brother Yele.
How y'all doing?
Hello, Yele.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yes,
y'all got a good topic going on right here. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and it was very refreshing, Big Bro. Sister said that, you know, as a woman, you know, there's no doubt that she loves her child,
mm-hmm.
you know, but as far as a woman raising, you know, young men, that, you know, because she doesn't want, quotation, you know, in quotation marks, her baby to get hurt, you know, she stopped mm-hmm. him from playing basketball or football or whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that, you know, very well, you know, could stifle him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sister also brought up another very good point. I mean, about, you know, sometimes women can be controlling. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is not at all, you know, to bash women. I'm actually quoting what the sister said, you know. She said, you
yeah,
know,
I heard
it when
she said.
A woman. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was just, you know, a very good point brought up not by a man but by a sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those things happen. You know, we spoke earlier on, you know, sometimes when a male and a female breaks up. There's so much animosity between the two that, you know, whatever we can do to hurt each other, that's
your
what
child
we can
becomes
do.
A pawn.
Right. The children become a pawn in the game, and it's
mm-hmm.
the children who suffer, you
yeah.
know, and just this is, I mean, this topic is a very, you know, we may not even play any more music tonight, but
yeah.
this is such a heavy topic.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
We're
right.
going to have to learn to get past our own mess. And like Sister Keisha said, you know, women, you know, when you have a man who is willing to spend time with the child, to, you know, rear the child, you know, if it's his biologically or not, if that man is trustworthy, let that man do that job.
And but sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, you know, as a single father myself, you know, out here dating or whatnot, you know, I mean, you run across sisters who, you know, have children, you know, that's just a common thing now. And the thing about it is, it's hard to let go and let a man take over, you know, especially when the sisters have had to do it on their own since the child has been here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a very hard thing. Sister that, my queen now, you know, when we first got together, you know, I used to have that talk with her like, hey, you know, he's pushing me now. You know, your son is pushing me now. He's trying me.
Mm.
And I'm not going to bow down, so I want you to understand that it's going to come a point to where we're going to have a confrontation. It's just the old line and the young line. It's just, it's nature, you
right.
know what I'm saying? And his job is to, I mean, once a young man grows up in a household without a father, he begins to believe that he is the man of the house.
Of the house.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And rightfully so, you know, because there is no other man other than me in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got together, I mean, me and the young brother had to have a confrontation, a clashing, so to speak. And when I spoke with the sister, you know, I told her, I said, you know, if you love me and if you trust me enough to allow me to do what has to be done, and the sister says, if you're going to be here, you got to lay your rules down. And I was like, okay. And it's an uphill battle, but we have me and the young man now have a bond that supersedes the bond that I have with him and his mother. You know, now the young man is starting to want to walk like I walk. He want to dress like I dress. He want to do the things that I do, which is good because when you have a positive role model in a male child's life, he will begin to pattern himself after the man that's teaching him to be a man.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's my opportunity now that I have his attention, he understands his boundaries and his perimeters, now I have the opportunity to teach him and talk to him and tell him, and I don't have to go ahead and get down on him, you know, I can speak now, he'll listen to what I have to say.
Exactly. One of your sisters want to comment behind that? That's a very good point, brother.
Yes.
I agree. It is necessary. Now, there is an issue where, you know, by being single and you're dating, I do believe initially I don't bring my dates to my child.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, with my husband passing, and then, you know, we had to move, and a lot of family, it's a lot of people have come in and out of our lives. Mm. So until I know it's someone that I even want to bother with,
mm-hmm.
I generally don't do that. And then,
that's right.
Being single these days, you don't know who's straight and who's not, you know.
You're right.
So
you're
many,
right.
You know, you just want to make sure people are above board and they're okay and they're not doing things improper.
Exactly.
You know, around exactly. your child, you know, because
exactly.
everyone is not okay. So,
exactly.
But once you get to that point, that whole thing, you know, you get to a point that you really love someone and you trust them and you avail them to their family, you have to let that child know that, you know, as a parent, as a mother, you know, this is someone I love and trust, and you're going to have to accept them. And then it's like, and you have to, because I had stepchildren, and it was because of the way my husband handled it that I never really had trouble with them respecting me in my place, even though I was a lot younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
But we came together, he and I came together and said, well, this is how we will handle situations. So when we were together, if someone said something, even if I didn't agree with him, I would never disagree with him or take away his authority in front of the children.
Exactly.
We allow that. That would be our separate conversation, and we work out as a team how we would parent.
Exactly.
And so you always give the man the respect, and by giving him the respect, you have to allow him to parent your children. Otherwise, they'll play you against one another, and
exactly.
you just have chaos in your household.
That's
exactly.
right. That is right. Do you have anything to add to that, sister?
I do. Brother Yaya?
Ayele? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yale. With the mothers, I guess I'm going to take it to two directions. Being a mom,
mm-hmm.
there are people going to come in and out of your life. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's a given. We can't. We can decide, but to choose who gets to stay and who gets to go,
mm-hmm.
that's somewhat out of your hands. Because
mm-hmm.
at this point in my life, I've heard firsthand, well, you know, well, you care too much. So the kids are okay, you care too much, but, you know, it's scary that a person could care, so there's another man out of your life. And we
mm.
women, we're so desperate to want to find that person to take up that slack or to be loved or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard on a child. It's not just you going through, but you're taking your children through the motion of that also. And then in the background, you got dad saying, I don't want nobody else disciplining or saying anything to my kids. But
mm-hmm.
dad is not there in that house every day. So
exactly.
it's pretty much the mom and dad that's really destroying this child mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with me, I am 5 miles from being perfect
mm-hmm.
and being some. I've had several people come in and out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Were they promised to me? No. No one is.
Mm-hmm.
But those that were there or are there, this is how it's going to be. This is how it is. I'm up for a change or discussing something. But you never know who will stay and who will go because men, not to bash you guys can't take
Understand.
What you can take. You guys, you know, I have 5 sons. I don't expect no man to be in my life. Really, I don't, because it's hell on earth in my house. We debate on a day-to-day basis. My kids look at me as if I'm just this little lady, and that's how those two other boys look at me. Now that I have my king in my life, it's just like our brother man just said, hey, we really have to sit down and discuss what's really going to happen. That's what we have to do. We discuss
exactly.
it, but who's to say that he's promised to be here to the day that I go or the kids get of age when it's time for them to leave? We don't know because nobody's promised here at all.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely correct.
And women have to stop being desperate and allow that person that we're supposed to be with to be there and
yeah.
stop pushing our kids off on people that really don't want them. But
yeah, but if that man... if you and that man have an understanding, and I ain't just talking about, you know, a casual dating situation, if y'all living together and y'all making plans for the future, that's one thing that as a man that is coming into a woman, now I'm a single father, I have a 16-year-old son myself, so that I'm raising. So it's a twofold situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to be able to accept someone else's kid, and they're going to have to be able to accept mine, so, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
when you're coming into a relationship, and you're entering into a relationship that's going to be lasting and meaningful, then there's some kind of relationship that man has to, outside of you, develop a rapport with those children. Outside of you. I mean, whether he develops an understanding, look, hey, man, I'm not trying to be your father, but I can be your friend. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
this and that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people don't do, you know. And a lot of men don't put forth that effort because of what you said, because you have some fathers that ain't even in the house and ain't making no provisions for the children, and ain't doing anything for the children, but they want to tell you who you can and cannot have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not for them to say. As a woman, you need to say, you know, hey, brother, if you're going to take care of the business, then I'll give you all that you need. But if you ain't taking care of the business, and this man's willing to step in and take care of business that you didn't want to take care of, then I got to let that man be the man, you know. So I mean, it's a two-way street, and it's a constant conversation. That conversation is not a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes she has to correct me about how I get on my own, you know, because sometimes as a man, you know, we tend to be a little harsher on young men.
Yeah.
You know, and young ladies, they get away scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we brought that point up earlier, and and I myself can attest to that. My brother has, it's so crazy, my brother has nothing but young men. I have nothing but girls.
Mm.
And, you know, I grew up in a house to where, you know, I have three sisters, you know. And now that I'm grown, I have four daughters.
Mm.
And my brother can tell you, when it comes to women, I'm gone.
He through.
You know what I mean? A sister can, you know, give me a damsel in distress thing, and it's curtains. Okay, sister, what can we do to make you know this situation better? You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing in the reinforcement and everything. You know, so imagine how I am with my daughters.
Mm.
And you know, and the sister and I were discussing earlier, you know, it needs to be a balance. It's mandatory because, like you just said, LA, you know, with my godsons, you know, when I have my godsons and my nephews, I'm totally no nonsense. Hey, didn't I just, I ain't going to say it no more. If I say it again, if I have to think it again, I'm going upside your head, little man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But with a girl, baby, sugar, look. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be a balance because, like Ayele said, you know, with young men, we tend to be very harsh because, see, we know what's out there waiting on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we
But
figure,
you know what,
you
Jamal, I look at that, I never stood on the same side with my father as he raised us. So it's like my dad was in and out of my life. He's alcoholic. My mother just can't read. You know, she did not have the ability to do pretty much anything. She was a stay-at-home mom. I look at this as being, we as women, we got the power to make or break a man. It's up to us to say no. We bring these kids into the world. We're the problem. We are a big part of the problem. So, and that goes back to our sons and bringing men or women into their lives. They play us. They play on our emotions and everything. And you got the men trying to build a relationship, but you got fathers of those children saying no, no, no. So these kids hear this and they see it, and they're like, okay, well, I'm not going to try. I don't care. I'm going to just raise all the hell in the world, and that's just it. But we as women, we got to learn how to say no.
Well, I like to make a statement. I just see, you know, I understand all the different things. You know, I was married for 10 years. My husband passed away from cancer. You know, I've been dating on and off. I'm real selective now because, you know, I moved to a point, you know. I know that as long as I do what I need to do, God will bring into my life who I need. I had to take care of my grandson. And when my husband passed, his behavior just went off the charts. That's why I had to start working for myself. It was hard to go to a 9-to-5 because I kept getting called out to school. It was hard to have a relationship, you know. Probably one of my last years, I would just go see them. I wouldn't even bring him around because his behavior was so off the hook. most men wanted to just snatch him up and throw him somewhere, and then they were afraid of their temper. And I still will allow people, because when he's wrong, he's wrong. So, but with so many different people and all, it's not, everybody has issues, but I did realize that you have to set your boundaries, period, as a person. You have to say what you will accept and what you will not accept. And that's, you have to do that with your children as well as with your relationships. So it's not a right or wrong. It's about the conversations that you have, and you have to give everyone their due respect, including yourself. Because the point is, a child comes from two parents. So it's not all the fathers. Just because he's a male child, he needs his mother just as much as he needs his father.
Oh,
yeah. It's just different roles.
Yeah.
In a family, everybody has a position.
Mm-hmm.
And one position isn't better than the other, but each position is necessary.
Very.
And you have to give way to whatever that position is, but you have to respect it, and you have to respect yourself and your position. Because if you don't respect yourself, especially with boys as a woman, and you don't respect yourself, you're really going to have a hard time.
Oh, sure. Because
they're already going to buck you. So you have to respect yourself and respect yourself enough. My grandson, probably about maybe eight years old or less, would walk down the street and walk behind me and say, "Why are they looking at your butt? Who's he? He's not as nice looking as Pop." You know, they're very protective automatically of you. So you have to be mindful, you know, who you're letting in and who you're allowing in. And sometimes they, you know, they can kind of see people clearer, you know. But you have to be mindful. You can't say men always get on over on you. They don't. You allow people to. You have to look at what you're doing, because no one can get over on you if you don't allow them to. And it's not a always men this. So you have to be really careful about the conversations you have, especially about men when you have a boy.
Mm-hmm.
You can be pissed off like, "This is my grandson, so that means he has a mother and a father. My, you know, my stepdaughter was on drugs, and then she was killed a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The father, he will buy material things, but as far as interacting emotionally, and then when Omar's behavior went off the chart, he was hard to deal with. People didn't know how to deal with him. So he tried one moment. But then I realized after dealing more with him, his life was just as chaotic. He almost had almost the same issues as my stepdaughter. So his life was crazy and chaotic. But still, I allowed them to have a relationship. You know, I still couldn't say no to that, but then, you know, at certain point in times and all, like when he kept making excuses, I was like, either you're going to do it or you're not. And then I just moved on, and I stopped allowing him to have that merry-go-round. But what happened when my grandson used to buck him all the time, he makes sure periodically he calls his dad down. He stays in touch with him. Even when he moved away, when he moved to California, whatever, he stayed in touch with his father. So, and it's just like me. My father wasn't ideal, but my mom allowed us to have a relationship, and I know he wasn't ideal, but he was still my father. And you have to allow those relationships. Whenever you come into a relationship with a man, if they're significant enough, first of all, you shouldn't even have any men around your children until the point, and especially your boys, because a lot of men aren't on the up and up. You don't have men around your children before you're comfortable with them. So, you know when somebody's getting over on you. So if they're getting over, then they really shouldn't be around your children. You go out on your dates. You don't bring anybody inside your home. And then when you're comfortable and you're, you know, attached to them, then you guys have to have conversations. And we just have to learn how to be women. Some of it is that we're not really being women. And a woman respects herself, knows herself, and a woman respects a man. You know, like I tell people, even a young hip-hop artist, when they talk about so down on women, I'm like, that could be your mother, your sister. And that's the same thing. Even that man who may not treat you right and all, But that could be your son or your brother. So you can't put down all men. We have to learn how to have healthy relationships, especially with ourselves, especially if we want our boys to respect us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to demand that same thing from other men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you do, and then when you get a man in your life, you got to allow the man to be the man.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the other sister was saying earlier. You know, we have to allow each other to be who we are. And, you know, we have to be sure. There was a time one sister I dealt with, as a matter of fact, I ended up marrying the sister some years ago. And when her and I broke up, I continued to be in her daughter's life. As a matter of fact, the baby would stay with me religiously. This is one of my, you know, daughters I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a young lady down the street who was at the house so much that everybody thought that this child was my, you know, my daughter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, me and the young lady ended up, you know, getting a divorce and everything. And the two young ladies, you know, they're still my daughters today. You know, I consider them my children. And when I finally introduced them to the lady that I'm with now, you know, my queen now, one of the young ladies said, "I didn't ever think you would be in another relationship. I hadn't seen you with any woman in about 6 or 7 years.
That's right.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, you know, we have to be very careful. Until I figured out that this sister was permanent, you know, there was no need for her to meet my children.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we have to do those, you know, do those things because, you know, to a child, the word mother means God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we do realize that grown folk have grown folk urges.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we got grown folk things that we must take care of, you know, and that's not to be vulgar or anything. That's just realistic. And, you know, not just speaking of sexual needs, you know, sometimes we just need to go out with a friend.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, our children should not, you know, be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all make mistakes along the way. You know, as we say, children do not come with an instruction manual.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes things are trial and error. But we have to get back to who we are. You know, we are by nature a maotic people.
You're right, bro.
And right now we're out of the system of maot, you know, to, you know, just being righteous by nature. And, you know, as we always say, you know, if you know of a sister who has, you know, who is raising young men by herself, you know, and you live next door to the sister, you know, take the young man to the park with you.
I'm telling you.
That's what was done to me, you know, before
yeah.
my mother married the brother who I consider my father now. You know, it was a brother.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you remember we was at the show one time in Yale and
yep.
I ran into
yep.
You know.
You remember too?
Yeah, you know, and I was like, my God, you know, this is the cat who used to take me to the store all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that made a big difference in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just have to get back to that, you know, that village concept. For
those
of you who just tuned in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper, and we're out of time right now. We want to thank the callers. Callers, introduce yourselves, if you will.
Well, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams.
All right.
I'm also a host on Master Grill Radio.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. sister, are you still there? Okay, I guess she's gone now. We really do thank you all. And, of course, you all know my big brother, Yele.
Yes, it is. Yele Kibala, another half of Brothers Keeper, and you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Yes, yes, yes. We thank you all for tuning in. And as we discuss this evening, Mama's Boys, trying to break that syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, those are things, and this is not at all to bash women, because we're going to do a follow-up show called Daddy's Girls.
Daddy's Girls, that's right.
Indeed, because, you know, my little sisters, we have a brother-father relationship.
Exactly.
And, you know, I spoiled them so bad that when they did get married, their husbands caught hell. And I had to apologize for them. Am I right or wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely correct, bro.
I had to apologize to them because I spoiled them rotten. You know, like I said, I'm sensitive to women. I couldn't help but to do it. You know, but I ended up making that very hard on their husbands, and to them, which they didn't deserve that, you know. You know. So, I mean, you know, you can't get on one without getting on the other. I was wrong for that.
That's right.
You know, so we thank you all for tuning in, and we love to say some more, but we got to go. It's truly been a ball, and I'm afraid that's all, y'all. You got any last words to Yele?
Man, love yourself, love your people, and let's bring our black families together.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Sister Jackie, thank you for calling in.
All right. Can we roll out on the anthem?
Well, we sure can. We already played that a little earlier.
All right. okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's Drinking Whiskey. It's cool.
All right.
Oh, okay, well, we'll do it again then. Oh, I've already shut the switchboard down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. No, I haven't. Hold on. No, I haven't.
Okay. Stop playing.
I see this. Ain't nobody say stop playing, stop playing. All right, well, let me go on. We're going to, I tell you what, can we end it on Gotta Roll?
All right, Gotta Roll. That's right. That's
Gotta
good.
Roll. And
we got
since we played the anthem earlier. Well, I guess that is kind of befitting. We do Gotta Roll, though.
Gotta Roll.
Gotta Roll.
Gotta Roll. And we all thank you all once again for, look at that. Somebody called in, you know, right when the show was over. Ain't that something? Okay. Well, y'all, do y'all mind if we take one more comment?
All right.
While we're trying to find Gotta Roll. Oh, okay. Well, they hung up. I guess they heard me say that. All right. Well, let's stop playing. Ain't it though? Stop playing. It was a very, very interesting conversation this evening, and just some things that we have to do.
Wow, you are black. You are black. Black people.
All right, let's try that again, brothers and sisters.
Just click once.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate. Black people, black countries, black future. Do you really want freedom? While preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding, while rocking away into death. Fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying. Cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom. You ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom. You ain't know. Move me a old lockdown. Burn it down. Get them out. Rap brown lockdown. It's a wretch and turn it out. The gin of six, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some stuff with a snap, crack, a pop, pop, drop, and lock. Boom. White supremacy oppression, you and me, real. No time for no blame with no answer from my chest. So watch me shoot at this from my people being oppressed.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. We're trying to set our people free, but you down or you not. Stop the sale of them. Get them cops up off my block. Ain't got no time for no Xbox. Not my mind, I gotta stay up on my grind. Ain't got no time to let go shine. We in a vine of stupidity. With that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET. Go, watch your spinners roll while we in. So play a go. There's no shabby thing while we get knocked up.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Why you pimping them? I gotta roll. Why that monkey is showing? I gotta roll. Since our mind is distracted, I gotta roll. While oppression is happening, I gotta roll. While we ride to that good bump, bounce and we get crunk. Lean and we rock and we on that good bump. Love when that jump. Eat and we drink and we splurge in the shape just. Half of us still living dust. Unemployment growing up. Brother getting pulled over by the business, get shot up. Dance to them videos. Fantasize about pimping. Glamorize these garbage clothes. While oppression don't.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, their weapons of mass distraction, but your dumb keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.